continue for the rest of the day. No, this is not a fortune from a fortune cookie. This is what the weather app told me at 7:30 tonight. Insert thinking emoji. You're listening to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats Podcast, WBECS, with Big Mike and Casey. Take it away, Big Mike.
What's happening, everybody? We're just like you getting to science class in high school. We're late. But we're here, and how can it be sunny in the evening? I don't know, but we might explore that along with, we're going to acknowledge a passing. We're going to talk about opening day baseball. Sweet Melissa has amazing news, breaking news for her. All tonight on Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats, this is Big Mike coming at you live. Take it away.
Do you think Dr. Seuss, like when he went outside, would just announce to everyone the Seuss is loose?
He should have.
I think maybe he told that to his lady partners.
Oh, when he went zip?
Yep. The Seuss is loose.
The Seuss is loose.
Maybe that was his nickname for his Winky.
And then he'd be like, hold on, I better put this cat in a hat.
You know, I hear the Zeus is loose to the tune of The Heat Is On.
Because otherwise, oh, if not, we'll have one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. And, you know, he couldn't step up the prep up at that time. It was before those days.
Right, because those days were like now.
No, it predated, you know. Yeah. Couldn't do that. What was not an option.
And the Seussian era.
Yes. So, you know, hey.
The Seuss is loose, baby.
The Seuss is loose. Ear, ear, ear.
Oh, my.
That makes it better.
What, the little air horn?
Yeah, it needed that.
Yes.
We might have to buy one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a megaphone.
Ear, ear, ear. We, see, this is what if we get. That's again, this little slide whistle will be.
Air horn in the megaphone.
Oh.
We might blow out our eardrums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that you have a slide whistle, right?
Yes. But, you know, I don't want to overshadow Big Ed.
That's his thing. He's very proud of his slide whistle.
He is the master of his own slide whistle.
I master my own slide whistle sometimes,
whoa,
too.
Yes. Well, you know...
That's just like when my Seuss is loose. That's something right, like folks. That. This show's going in the wrong direction early. Early. That's what happens when you get started late. We talk about into windows in the sexual way.
In the sexual way.
Because now we're in like the adult hour, not that's the kid right. hour.
Yes.
I think we got 4 minutes.
Until we're in the adulting hour?
I think.
Well, no, we're... Uh-oh. J-Lo is in the house.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, crap. J-Lo is here.
Yep.
I didn't say it. J-Lo.
There goes the neighborhood.
Well, it wasn't so great with us here.
Well, I did want to talk about Louis Costa Jr. So I saw it today just to acknowledge his passing. He was 87. I'll always remember him for Officer and a Gentleman.
All right. Weird fact, which you're not going to be surprised with.
Yes.
Never watched the movie.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah. It was a very popular movie in the early 80s.
I think that was a big deal. Richard Gere's best role, honestly. And
okay.
Louis Gossett Jr. plays the most hard-ass instructor. I mean, he's just trying to break Richard Gere the whole time.
Did he have, like, a problem with Richard Gere?
He did. And he's one of those guys that he thinks that, you know, if he's hard on you, then it's either two things. It's going to make you a better person or not. And, you know. It's going to set you up. I don't know. It's pretty good. And where they're in this town and Deborah Winger's in there and she worked in this factory and maybe J-Lo Do you remember this movie?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing I'll add to it, being prior military, the way the Louis Gossett did the whole line, it was incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he would remind you of an NCO that would just... There was probably one that you'd run through into your career. You're like, that kind of reminded you of how intense Louis Gossett was.
Yeah, absolutely. God. And that was that, it made him so important.
Yeah, he sold it. So, you know, and unfortunately, he couldn't bank on that role for whatever reason. No one in Hollywood kind of got it. He ended up kind of getting relegated more to like B movies. You know, Iron Eagle.
Don't forget Iron Eagle 2
and 3.
Yay!
And I think there was a fourth one.
Hey, you know, if one is good, more is better.
And then for culturally for the African-American community, he was important because he was part of the Roots miniseries, which kind of predates me a little bit. But, you know, watched it a little later on when they would get re-aired. But, you know, part of that original miniseries phenomenon.
But is there anybody in the cast that can support me on that Louis Gossett role with the Officer and Gentleman? My God. Oh, not just the soundtrack, but the movie.
Oh, I absolutely. Former military here. I think he nailed it. Absolutely. He was he had it down. And yeah, I think that was a great I still think in that movie, not only did he nail and he was so believable in that role, I still think that was Richard Gere's best role. And he's had some good movies.
Agreed.
No doubt.
Agreed.
But I think for Richard Gere, I think absolutely phenomenal performance. Big Mike, you have to watch
it. I have to watch it.
It's a great movie.
I don't know if I've seen it either.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I know my mom really liked the movie. I know my mom and dad went to the movie when it was in the theaters.
I think the thing that the movie catered to, it was really good at, it wasn't just for guys, but it was for girls too.
It had romance.
Yeah, and yes. I mean this.
Yes. Yes.
Romance.
Well, no. All right. So it had romance. This was like predates like rom coms. That right. wasn't a thing.
Yep. Yep. It was. I think the movie was 81, 82, right?
That yeah, sounds
that
about
sound
right.
Old. But,
the Wikipedia
okay.
says 82. I was one.
Okay. Yep.
So that's why I didn't watch it.
That would be a good reason for you not to have watched it.
All right, so J-Lo, I learned something about Louis Gossett. I did not know about this. So early in his career, when he just started acting, he was a songwriter. Did you know this?
No, I didn't. But my God, I could hear so many songs that I could just know that Louis Gossett was singing. And if somebody told me that, I would go, oh, okay, no problem.
All right, this is going to blow you away. So he had moved out to Hollywood, and he said he got there. And he got stopped by the police like 5 times getting to LA to going to Beverly Hills to like wherever he was staying within the first day. But anyways, so he was struggling to make ends meet living in Malibu. His house, like wherever he was living, he was about to get evicted. He basically wrote the song and was like giving it away to Richie Havens. It was Handsome Johnny. And Richie Havens made it a big hit because he performed at Woodstock.
Oh, wow.
And it was a major, major hit for, and it's an anti-war song. And it's about a guy.
Holy
that goes
cow. Through.
Yeah. It's, if you're not familiar with the song, Handsome Johnny, it's a fantastic song, performed by Richie Havens, but written by Louis Gossett Jr.
And so,
So the royalty check saved him from getting basically thrown out in the streets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sir, that's why I was tuned to the station. That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, so he's part of Woodstock, you know?
Yes!
He is.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because Richie Havens had to keep playing at Woodstock because The Who had to get flown in. They were stuck in traffic. So they just kept telling Richie, keep playing songs. They just stayed on stage.
Yeah. Well, I may sound older, but being 53, but I can tell you that I just got off a podcast that somebody was like, where they were talking about the new, Roxy Roker's, Roxy Roker, her son.
Roxy Roker. All right, now you threw me for a loop.
Okay, I'm trying, and this is what I'm trying to do. Sorry, guys. It sounds corny, but I'm just going to do it. I'm hoping somebody's going to, like, Google and go, who's Roxy Roker's son?
You're talking about, she was in the Jeffersons. Oh,
yes.
Wait. Wait, is that Lenny Kravitz?
That's Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz!
Right?
Okay,
I sound goofy. That's his mom, yes. Right?
Got a brand new song coming out tonight. I'm trying to be goofy about it because Lenny Kravitz has got a brand new song coming out tonight with a brand new album. Nice. And when I talked about Roxy Roker, everybody's like, who the hell is that? Well, it's Jeffersons. Oh, my God. What the hell was that? It was a show.
It was a good TV show.
Well, yeah. All right. So that's funny. Lenny's coming out with something. It's like all about
brand new tonight.
Yep. Well, Black Crowes just released a song at the beginning of the week. They got a new album, and they're doing a whole new tour, too. Actually, their new song sounds really good, and I think their album got released maybe today. So I haven't heard any of the album, but I heard the first song. I liked it. It's good, southern rock
and
roll.
I think a couple of these groups are kind of like reaching back a little bit, like we did in the 80s to the 70s. They're kind of going from now to the 90s and trying to bring back some new albums. So anyway.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Absolutely.
Yeah, I could dig a little Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz is good. He hasn't done much recently, has he?
No, not so much dormant. You notice. Yeah. I mean, he's
American Woman was the biggest one, which was like 20
long time ago.
Long time.
It's been a minute since he's done something. Yeah, so that's cool. I'll have to keep my ears out for that one. Old Lenny,
with
baby.
A Jefferson's reference.
Yeah, well, he's moving
on up.
Yeah,
just like us.
We did that.
Yes. So, Louis Gossett Jr.
Yep. Rest easy, my friend.
Rest easy.
Yes.
Maybe you'll have some B-rolls up in heaven.
Make someone do push-ups.
So we got opening day.
Happy belated opening day baseball, everyone. It's my favorite holiday. If you played hooky, I'm fine with that. If you had as they say in air quotes, a dentist appointment or your annual checkup or I have to see my accountant, that's fine.
Casey was doing air quotes, everyone, just so you know.
Just remember not to show up the next day sunburned.
Well, when I skipped school one time, I got a sunburn story.
Ha! All right, this is good. All right, you tell your story, and I got a baseball story.
So, about don't show up sunburnt. Cut school one day, went to the beach.
Yep.
Did get sunburned. Got home, questioned by my mother. How'd you get all that sun today? Mom, damn it. We were at a pep rally this afternoon.
Oh, the field day. Yes. Classic field day.
And, sun was really intense. They had us out there for a little while and got a little too much. Oh, okay.
Do you think she really believed you?
She did, because I let her in on the secret as I got to be an adult. And she was convinced. You know my mom. She's easy to convince.
She could be a slightly on the gullible side.
Only slightly. Mm. Not slightly, really gullible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all right, so third grade, my dad called the school, said I had a dentist appointment with spring training baseball is going on. It was March. Reds were still locally in the town before they headed off for the Cactus League. They were playing out in Plant City. So I got picked up for my dentist appointment. And sitting there watching a little batting practice. We're getting ready for first pitch. Someone taps me on the shoulder and says, I have a dentist appointment too. I turned around, it was my PE coach.
Holy shit.
So he was playing hooky too.
That's awesome.
And then ever since then, we always had like this bond, like talking baseball, whatever. Like,
wow.
We were in on the joke of like a dentist appointment.
So how did he know about the dentist appointment?
Well, he probably heard in the office. You know, I went to a small little school. You know, there wasn't much that was kept secret. Or, you know, someone getting checked out of school.
Right.
You know.
Casey Bauer. Dentist appointment.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he was there. He was there. So that was always like an inside joke with us.
That's pretty awesome.
But then I could sit there and have like, you know, being a kid, it was fun. Like, you know, it was fun. Like when you're a child and an adult has an adult conversation with
you.
Yes,
it is.
Albeit ours was always about baseball, but you have a serious baseball conversation with me, you know, because you knew I was always first thing I did in the morning was read the sports page. And I'm looking through all the stat lines. You know, I got to look at my Mets. What were the Mets doing? You know, oh, Howard Johnson, you know,
not the hotel.
Yes. How many errors did he have? Oh, geez, two. Gosh, we got to teach that guy how to throw. They should have put a barrier net up behind first base because of him back then.
Hmm.
You were not safe. When he was whistling that ball from third base, you didn't know where that was going.
Into the stands.
Oh, man. He had a cannon. They should have put him in the outfield.
So with opening day, did anything really impress you? Did anything really strike you?
All right. Rays lost their first game, but Yandy Diaz, I think, is on a mission.
They were winning today.
Yes. They were winning. Yep. I haven't seen the scores. I got tied up in the work. But Yandy, I think, is determined to show that winning the batting title was not by accident or fluke. I'm just going to go on a limb. Giancarlo Stanton could be comeback player of the year. I don't know. Early. It's only game one. Mets got rained out, but that just delayed the inevitable. I don't think they're going to be good. A's are definitely going to be horrible. Listen, Oakland A fans, if you're listening, if you get new ownership, I could be your GM and make you guys winners. I understand the Athletics. I like other teams. I grew up liking other teams, but I respect the game. I understand it. I can make you a winner. Just saying. I'm available.
So was that your not your resume, but was that your proposal?
Yeah. I'm proposing. Look, I could fix Moneyball. Listen, you got this knucklehead. They made a movie and they made a big deal about him. Guy hasn't won shit.
Billy Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Subway.
Yeah, Billy Bean.
Hello.
Hey, Subway.
How you doing, Subway?
Hey. I'm doing great. How about you guys? Hey, you guys know that the Mets got into and the Brewers got into benches clearing in the eighth inning?
Already?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
First
game of the season.
What does that mean?
It was in the eighth inning. Reese Hoskins, newly
signed Reese Hoskins, who has not played since spring training of 2023.
Yeah, he came from Philly.
He came from Philly. He made a controversial slide on Jeff McNeil, and McNeil was not happy about it. So yeah, the bench is cleared.
Well,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Subway, would you like to explain this to Sweet Melissa?
So you know how sometimes it's not like it's like an intense moment in baseball where, like, you know, a confrontation happens and the benches, pretty much the dugouts, the bullpens, they enter the field so they can, like, de-escalate the situation, try to de-escalate the situation or the confrontation that is happening.
Does that work?
Yeah. I would say most of the time, yes. It's not like a huge brawl. It could turn to a brawl, but, like, I would say that's very unlikely. But yeah. This one did not end up becoming a brawl, but Jeff McNeil and Reese Hoskins did, like, after, like, the benches came back to the dugout, like, they kept, like, screaming at each other. During
did
the
they
inning.
Get tossed?
Yeah, no one got ejected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Brewers won 3-1 that day.
The old Brew Crew.
Oh, and I believe the Mets only had one hit that game as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't foresee the Mets being that good this year, unfortunately, but you know. It's hey, listen, it's a long baseball season where, you know, some teams are into their second game, some are in their first. We'll see. MLB is just ignoring the whole gambling thing with their star athlete and hoping that just goes away. I don't think that just goes away because you have too many federal agencies now involved in it. You can't make that go away.
Oh, yeah.
Does it go away for the media?
Of course not.
The MLB can direct their advertising partners to bury the lead, such as, like, anyone that shows baseball games, ESPN, so forth. But you can't bury the lead with, like, the Department of Justice or the FBI or...
Yeah, because they don't give a fuck.
No, they'll just keep grinding away. You know, the wheels of justice move slow. So, you know, could take a year or two, but eventually we'll figure it out. Look, maybe he didn't gamble, but what if he paid off his friend's gambling debt? Well, he's in a heap of trouble. Because then he's part of we'll see. I mean.
He's part of the scheme.
I don't know. It's it's interesting. There's a lot of things that are going to have to come to light. So,
well, I'm sure there's.
Yeah, and Pete and
go ahead.
Pete Rose actually said something about this whole thing.
Oh, what did Pete say?
Oh, he pretty much said, "Back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I had an interpreter."
Yep.
Yeah, because you could just get faded the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete.
you gotta like Pete, man. He's something else.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Look, at this point with Pete Rose, I mean, there are people who have, like, literally committed murder, done less time in jail. Pete Rose should be reinstated.
What?
He should.
Why don't? why haven't Pete Rose and MLB just buried the hatchet? What do you think? What do you think the beef is still?
You know, Pete can rub people the wrong way. He's very he's Pete Rose. He just rubs people the wrong way. You know,
he's an outspoken guy.
He's like the Kyle Busch, or he's a Danny Hamlin. You know, nice PJs kind of guy.
Nice PJs, Denny.
Yeah.
I could see that.
It's but
sports leagues don't like players or participants who speak their minds. They definitely don't like that.
And he pokes the bear, you know, like he's very outspoken on the steroid era, which he's not wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, he signed baseballs like, you know, 425, you know, 4,256. I forget how many he had, something like that. And he would be like, zero steroids. I mean, but I don't know. Pete's Pete. But look, he knows baseball. I mean, people forget this guy when he played, and he's from Cincinnati, played for Cincinnati, and that's all he did. He was a Cincinnati guy through and through, and managed them. You know, part of the Big Red Machine. Played first base, second base, third base. He played every outfield position. They moved him around constantly, and he's like, okay. He just did it. There was no hubris or ego to it. He's like, if it helps the team. So one of the stories I like about him, the 1975 World Series, they're playing against a very good Red Sox team. And what most people remember from that World Series was the Carlton Fisk hit in Game 6, where he's coaxing the ball down the foul line, and he's moving the hands up to stay fair, and he jumps up because it just clears the foul pole, walk off, Carlton Fisk, boom. They won Game 6. We're going to Game 7. What a story. Right?
That was a story.
And all these Reds guys are in the locker room just dejected, and Pete Rose is like, that was the most amazing game we've ever been a part of. Isn't that awesome? Like, we were part of history. And Joe Morgan's like, why are you excited? He's like, because that was history. It don't matter. We're going to win tomorrow anyways.
Wow.
Yep.
And he just
– oh.
He had this thing about him where, like, he was able to – understand the importance of the moment.
Right.
Like, he was a part of a game which everyone remembers. It's always like in a clip, the Carlton Fisk jumping around. But at the same time, he's like, we're going to win tomorrow. Who cares? Like, enjoy it. And that's how Pete was.
Amazing. You're right. Yeah. God.
Yeah, I mean, that scene's so iconic, history. I mean, featured in... Well, I wouldn't say feature, but mention in Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
Another movie I haven't seen.
That's one of my favorites of all time.
Ooh. Good Will Hunting.
Okay. Like them apples.
Yeah.
So,
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Nope. Not to be rude, but who narrated that just now?
Oh, Carlton Fisk?
No. Who just gave that whole diatribe on the show?
Me, Casey.
Good Lord, Casey. That was good.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, I'm kind of the baseball
I guess what I'm trying – yeah, what I'm trying to go for is you can find so much on Podbean, and then go into something like that you just presented. It was like, wow, that's good.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, folks. This was we're not paying him to say this about us.
It's for real.
No. I swear to God, Casey, that was good, though, the way you gave that whole, like, it's not – you weren't being biased about the team. I could feel that. It was just, here it is. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, No, I'm not a Reds fan, you know, but
no. Yeah, but his, you gave that though history. Like real. That was real.
Oh, it was real, sir. It happened.
That's all I wanted to say. Anyway.
No, so. I appreciate
it. It was
that.
Good.
High praise, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Anybody else out there who would like to give us high praise?
Oh, well, you can reach us at X, formerly known as Twitter, at Beer Seats, or you can email us directly at the show at warmbeerandcheapseats.com. And, you know, sometimes you can hear us floating around on all the interwebs on Naughty Radio. Got to try to get the captain in. He's got some breaking news. I need to get him back in here. There's a lot of stuff going on there with Naughty Radio.
What do you mean?
Well, got to have the captain in.
Captain, if you're listening, and we know you are, next week, join us.
Yeah, we should try to get him back
in. We should. And speaking of breaking news.
Yes.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, boy.
Our in-house reporter who's traveled the globe for us.
Yes.
To get us important information. Not just us, but our listeners. Melissa, what do you have for us?
Yes.
Well, I have news, of course. Coming at you live is Sweet Melissa with probably not breaking news. Breaking news for those of us living under a rock. All right, so one of tonight's headlines, let me know if you all have heard it. This time it's Florida woman.
Oh my.
Wakes up to find car destroyed. Video shows unlikely culprits.
Who is the unlikely culprit?
Did anybody read this?
No.
They're rough roughs.
The dog.
There's dogs. Dogs.
Like dags?
Rottweilers, but the car was a mess.
Would they like chew the seats?
Did they leave the dog in the car?
They ate the tire. No, the dog was outside.
Oh.
Two of them in Jacksonville, Florida.
Where are my dogs at?
Row.
They were
in Jacksonville.
They were trying to attack a cat.
Oh, that's
that was poor hiding cat. In the car.
The cat was hiding in the car?
I think up in meow. The wheel. Was that a wheel well?
Oh, yeah. We'll do sound effects.
I know, there's a video, but
boy.
Meow.
I don't know how to do that.
So the dogs like attacked the car. How much damage was done to Florida woman's car?
It looks pretty bad.
Let's see the picture so we can describe it to our listeners.
Holy shit!
Like the front bumper's hanging off. Let's see what kind of car is this.
I don't even know.
We'll just call it a Kia.
I was gonna call it.
It's a Honda.
No,
oh.
It's like a Honda. It looks like a Honda CRV.
Oh yeah, it sure is.
So wow, the dogs are front bumper's ripped off. Tire looks like it's still holding air. We can see where the cat, yes. So the cat was like hiding in the wheel well. And the two Rottweilers were trying to get to the cat.
And they were not giving up.
Wow. Florida cat.
But the woman thought that somebody had like.
Florida cat survives.
Yeah.
Wow. Florida car does not.
Go Florida cat.
Yeah.
She thought somebody had shot at her car.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, how about the, you had the Florida police officer that thought someone fired at him. It was like an acorn that hit his car.
Oh, yeah. We
he was like, open fire. And he just like unloaded on his own car.
Oh, and then he resigned.
Well, yeah.
Whoops.
Rightly so.
Whoops.
Oopsies. We should look up. Where is he now?
AKA Nervous Officer Nervous Nelly there.
Nervous Nigel.
No doubt.
Next news story, Melissa.
All right. Do we want... Can I be slightly political-ish?
Sure, why not?
Presidents.
You know what? Sure. Let's walk that line.
Yeah.
All right, you can,
as long as it's not fake news, go ahead.
You can push me off the tightrope if we need to. All right. So I saw more than one of these articles today. Tell me if anybody else did. The first one I saw said, bridge collapse brings stark reminder of immigrant workers' vulnerabilities.
What? Yeah.
Were there immigrant workers on that? The key bridge?
Apparently, but my initial thought was how, and I am not trying to offend anybody. I will say that very loudly. My initial thought was I don't feel like immigrant or not was going to make anybody more or less susceptible to this. And I don't really like that.
Yeah, like if they had a clear pathway to citizenship, hey, guess what? That person still would have been fucked, pardon my French, when that boat just drove right into the pillar.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And so it's almost like the same thing that happened to the Skyway in the 81.
80s. Was it 81? Yeah. 80, 81.
Just take it down.
Okay, so I'm just...
Go ahead.
I'm broadcasting from, like, literally, I could drive 2.5 to 3 hours to the
boat. No kidding.
From where I'm at. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So from where I'm at, Texas, yeah. But I guess what makes me so mad is I don't care if that was a person from coming across the border or if it was my mom that fell off that bridge. It doesn't matter.
It's a person, right? Yep, right.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Why does that blow people's mind?
Mm-hmm. Correct. I agree. I've thought that my whole entire life. A person is a person. But I don't, it just bothered me and I had to just let it out.
But the political thing is to say, Melissa, if that person you really enjoyed being around was a Democrat or a Republican.
Right. And that's, it wasn't political, like presidential or debate wise. It was like political might be the wrong word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. And that's what we get to. We can't talk about a human life without it being a white, black, me, you, political, Democrat, Republican, who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm. It's still a human life.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I am with like-minded folks. Because this irritated me.
Yeah.
And I read it. And
I saw it. Not
go into detail. You did?
Yeah. I know exactly what it's offensive to me. I find it to be so amazing that just because you assume that I'm a different person, that I'm going to assume this other person of another race, creed, color, sex is going to, their life is any different. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the whole thing's horrible, obviously, but it is not.
But that's like a major like news agency that's almost doing like clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Oh,
well, I'll give you, we're on the talking about clickbait, yeah. Right? I got sucked in this week.
That's a good point.
About the Key Bridge incident.
Yeah.
I believe the article started out. This is what happens when technology meets America's aging infrastructure. This bridge was finished in 1977.
Right.
And bridge years, it's a baby.
Right.
Bridge years.
There's not a bridge on the planet Earth that ship would not have destroyed.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can I say something real quick? Of course. The Tower of America in San Antonio, Texas. I am probably about 24, maybe 23 minutes from.
Nice.
The Tower of America from San Antonio, Texas. The ship that hit the Baltimore Bridge is 33% bigger than the Tower of America if you stood it straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were saying, what did they say? It was like for Eiffel Tower. What did they? I forget now.
No, you're right.
No, but you know, like it goes to show, like when something's in water, I mean, how much potential and power it has. Like nothing's
exactly.
Stop it. It's constantly.
Exactly. I was reverting back to it has nothing to do with them necessarily. It's going to be no matter how big it is, doesn't matter how it takes.
I'll tell you who I blame this on. It's that Newton guy. If he didn't make all those stupid laws, the law
damn
one,
it,
two,
Sir
or three.
Isaac Newton.
Yeah, I mean, this never would have happened. It's his fault, obviously.
No, not Fig Newton. Those are pretty
Fig
good, though.
Newton.
Sir Isaac Newton.
That's his younger brother.
Fig.
Yeah.
Short for Figaro.
But people kept calling him a Figala.
He didn't like that part.
Wait, I remember learning that here.
I don't know what it means. I don't know. They just kept calling him that. Anyways.
All right, Melissa, any more news?
I have one that I liked. Mm. But...
Oh, she likes it. Everyone.
But then she's like, but I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Oh, wait, hold on. I just found it. Because the other one that I liked is too long, I think.
Well.
So we're going to do the shorter one because shorter is better.
Okay. That's why I tell people about me.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I was going to say disagree.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
About sex.
Yeah, because I'm.
All right.
Anyway.
Eight friends Damn. Built a secret apartment in a mall and hid there undetected for years. Documentary explained, which I do want to
What's the name of the documentary?
Oh, well, that's a good question.
So, eight friends.
I hope it's called You Can't See Me. And they do that.
And they got John Cena.
They do the John Cena.
So they lived in a mall.
I think it was like in Connecticut, right?
Yep.
You know, honestly, this was one that was a while ago.
Subway, you're familiar with this story, right? You see this too?
Oh, no, it's Austin.
Oh, it was in Austin? Oh.
Yeah, it's just north of here.
Providence Place Mall?
So they, what did they have? Yeah, like a little apartment that they created?
So I'm like 28 minutes. My grandkids live there, two of them anyway. So I don't know. I mean, was that, when was this? Oh, that's a trivia question.
It was pretty recent. I saw some of the story. I didn't read the whole thing. And then I guess they found like where they built like a false wall somewhere.
It is Rhode Island.
Oh, it was Rhode Island.
That
yeah, that's right. I thought it was in Rhode Island. They built like a false wall where they could get in and out, and no one knew they were there. And they had access to power. They threw in couches.
Really?
They hooked up TVs, and they had gaming systems. So they'd sit out and play video games. They just game out.
So was this inside the mall itself?
Inside the mall, but I guess there was like a parking garage connected to the mall, and that's where they built like this out, I think.
In the parking garage.
I believe it was within the mall, the parking garage itself.
Mm-hmm. Parking garage at the mall.
Yeah.
We could have a mall.
So this was like their private clubhouse.
And they were there for like 10 years.
Yeah, something like
how
that.
How they get busted? How'd somebody figure out how they bust their fun?
It sounds pretty awesome. These guys rule.
They were living it.
I thought they outed themselves. If I remember.
Oh, they got
right.
bored with it.
Yeah, probably.
Or they said, "Oh, you're going to pay us money for this documentary? Yeah, we're good. We're done."
So, documentary. What streaming? So everything's on a streaming service. Which streaming service?
It looks like. Let me not lie.
Hmm.
I think it's. I don't want to lie. I think it's Amazon.
Hmm. Everything's on Amazon.
Everything.
Guy was selling books. Now he's shooting rockets in space.
He's an astronaut now.
Just don't even make sense.
I don't actually see the name of it, but I'm going to find it because I want to watch it.
That's very important.
Actually, I think the name is Secret Mall Apartment.
I'm going to put that in my Google machine.
All right.
Hey, you want to hear of a random documentary to watch?
Of course.
Oh, maybe
I should remember. That's what it's called. There it is. Secret yeah. Mall Apartment.
Fistful of Quarters. Something about King. Oh, Donkey Kong. Oh, now I'm going to forget.
It's on like Donkey
Kong. I'll follow up another time. It was kind of a play on the Fistful of Dollars, but it had something to do with Fistful of Quarters. Movie. No, but it was Fistful right. of Quarters.
Fistful of Quarters. So it was like about gaming?
Yeah, yeah. And this guy was like trying to beat the world record on Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong, the original one, and trying to beat like a record from like the 80s. And he was like a laid off software engineer, and he just kind of figured out the algorithm and it stirred up a lot of controversy from the guy that had the record in the 80s. And let me tell you, the guy in the 80s was a character in itself. Killer mullet.
Did he still have the mullet?
Listen, he was all sorts of still in that era.
He didn't evolve.
Oh, I just figured out. I'm sorry. I did not know that there was like a weird little, four letters that said South by Southwest. That's where it's premiering at SXSW.
Oh yeah, that's a big little thing that SXX.
That's where Austin came into this. But I just didn't. I knew South by Southwest. I just never saw it. Written SX.
Oh yeah, no, that's the way they write it. SXSW.
That's a tongue twister.
And in case folks you don't know, friend is a four letter word.
Really?
Depends. Depends on who's telling you so. Hey, Subway.
Wait, real quick, before we go.
Oh, is there more news?
Oh.
No. I just want to know, did we find out this isn't going to be available for us low lives to watch?
Available.
I thought I read Amazon, but maybe not. All right, I'll come back with that. I'll figure it out.
Well, Subway. All right.
Subway.
Yeah.
How you doing there, bud?
Yep.
I'm doing great. Hey, I'm going to Monday Night Raw this upcoming Monday.
Yes.
Yay.
We expect a full report, our pre WrestleMania show. It's going to be very important.
Yep.
So we're going to need
and you know what? I got all the info. I got really good seats.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. I'm going with a friend. We're not on the floor like how we went last time, but we're like,
Mercedes?
I would say we're section 9. So we're probably, it's good seats. We're not on the floor, but it's good enough. There's a chance you might see me on TV.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Well, we'll be looking for you.
Subway, will you have a sign?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't have the crafts to make a sign. I'm not gonna lie.
Come on, you gotta have a Subway Slam sign.
Amazon delivers before Monday.
Ooh.
You could put.
Wow, there's a lot. We feel the pressure on Subway. I feel the pressure.
If we get a sign to you, would you bring it?
If you can get it by Monday.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be tough.
We'll just pay like $800 to get
it. It'd probably be cheaper to fly it out there, personally.
But we could Amazon you a postcard.
Not while planning on our part.
No, not at all.
Well, we could Amazon him.
Well, I don't even know if I'm going to have time to make it.
Oh, my gosh. What is right now? What's your busy day?
Minutes.
I'm the day before Monday Night Raw. I'm going to a Broadway show.
Oh, Mr. Sorry. Highfalutin. Ooh. Oh, I got a story to write for the New York Times. I have Duda Blue Broadway.
Hey, and you're going to love
Let me tell you about the story. It was a real stinker-rooney. And then you just got to roast someone, right?
What do you see?
So you want me to roast Neil Diamond?
Oh, I'm going. Hey, I thought you were going to go to Star Trek. The musical.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there should be.
Oh, maybe.
There should be. I know there's parodies out there.
Holy shit, the Mall Apartment thing, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
100%.
Mall Apartment.
Godfather's probably got
I'm excited. The Rock.
It's probably lower.
I'm excited. The Rock is supposed to be there. Expect Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley.
So when The Rock shows up, do you think you could get a chant that could go, "You're a pebble. You're a pebble." you got to try it. You got to wait till there's a dead time. You know, it's all about the good callbacks.
Awesome.
That's a good idea.
Subway, this could be a thing. This could be a thing.
You're a pebble.
That's going to be like chanted everywhere he goes now after you start it.
You know, it could be a thing. I'm telling you. This could help the Cody... Cody fans.
There you go.
Yep.
If we get out there, social media, we could get this thing going.
It won't matter.
Subway, you could be the spearhead.
It won't matter what the WWE wants.
That's right. It's what the universe wants.
That's right. Or Subway.
We're part of the universe. It's
what the universe wants.
That's right. Here to serve the universe. All right. So we'll need a full report next week.
Oh, absolutely.
And then any other news we got to bring up before we get into the big thing?
News, Melissa? Are we done with the
news?
Oh,
the big thing, yes. Oh, yeah. No, I have the big thing. I have a list.
All right. Well, hold on. All right. You're just jumping now.
Didn't you hear smaller 10, is better?
9, 8, 7. Six,
be quiet during
five,
this part.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Subway's list.
He's trying to bury the lead.
Go ahead, Subway. Yeah. What
hey,
got?
Guys. All right. So, opening day. opening day just happened on Thursday.
Correct.
I want to say happy opening day. Happy opening day. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we do a baseball themed list?
Yeah.
So, how about we do the top 10 best World Series of all time? And we're talking about we're not talking about World Series winners. We're talking about the series in general, like the World Series.
I know the one that was outside.
Perfect, Melissa.
Perfect. Yes, that's number one.
Yay!
I would like to say, just because we have a special guest with us, I would like to include J-Lo in this discussion.
I was
going to
say, absolutely. Let's do it.
He was excited about TV a long time ago.
Yes, this is from ESPN.
Espen,
yes, this is from Espen. Name a year. Obviously, whoa, don't go the 1800s.
Well, you can right. Well, who starts off first, or Subway?
Let's start with our special guest, J-Lo.
All right, J-Lo, you're up. So top 10 World Series.
Glad. I love it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry about that, bud. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah. Glad to be here. 1976 New York Yankees.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, 1976.
So I guess I gave one team. So.
Yeah. So is it on the list? It is not.
Oh.
On the list. 1976.
Okay. Really enjoyed this time we had tonight. Thank you.
No. Hang out. It's okay.
What's up? I'm here.
All right, Casey.
You have to endure this with all of us.
I got to go with probably the biggest underdog story in the history of the World Series, the first one, which is the 1969 Mets.
Damn it, you took mine.
Yeah, me too.
The 1969 New York Mets. Not on the list.
Wow. Okay.
No. All right, sweet Melissa.
Oh my god. Let me just pick a year.
Just pick a year, Melissa.
1981, the year I was born.
Oh god.
Hmm.
That is not on the list. That was Dodgers.
Oh.
I believe.
Yes, it was.
That was the Dodgers. All right, Big Mike.
1986.
It's a good one.
Yes, it is.
1986, the New York Mets. That's number four.
Yes. Wow.
Is it when Jill was born?
No. I remember this World Series very, very vividly.
Well, that's the most people remember Bill Buckner. There was a game 7. Red Sox didn't show up. The Mets did. And that was the last World
Series. I love that episode.
Two that I had in mind. And no. Thanks for taking 69 for many different reasons.
The two Mets right there.
Mets. Hey, I love that episode in Curb Your Enthusiasm where they had Bill Buckner on the show and they pretty much mocked it. They pretty much made fun of his little error.
He's a good sport about it now.
He's a good sport.
Look, it was unfortunate. He had a great career. He made an error late in the game. Mookie Wilson hit the dribbler, went kind of between his legs. And, Ray Knight came in for the winning run. And
Was it that same World Series where Ray Knight and Eric Davis got into like a fight?
No, that was that same season. That was back in like in July. Cincinnati was a very good ball club that year. You know, they were in the thick of it in their own race, trying to battle out with Houston that beat them out for the division title.
Yeah.
But, you know, then Eric Davis found out that Ray Knight was a gold glove boxer.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise.
All right.
Let's go round two. All right, J-Lo.
I'm back.
Yes.
Yep.
I am back with everything that I got to offer. And I already know what I'm going to do right now. I know where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Hold on. I really don't. So. How about the, I went to boot camp, Army.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
1989. The Oakland A's.
Oh.
Hold on.
And the Giants.
Now everybody's getting cracked. See, nobody gives a damn about my boot camp. Everybody want to talk about my other stuff, but not the boot camp. So 1989, I'm going to say Oakland A's and Giants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I was in Fort Ord. I was in Fort Ord, California, which was in Northern California.
Yeah, you're
just over the Monterey just over that Monterey Bridge, that San Francisco area.
Yep. Wow.
It was memorable.
Subway, what say you?
It's not on the list, but it's a great story.
Oh, damn.
No, you
put
know
it
what?
Number one.
I remember.
So, y'all know what happened to that bridge? It broke. Yep.
That was the earthquake.
Yeah. Yep.
There was the earthquake. I remember watching the game it happened live. They're like, all of a sudden the camera starts shaking, yep. And they're like, oh, something's going on here, and then. Yeah, I mean, I think the series got paused for like a week over it.
It did. Long time. Yep. So.
I thought that would have been a memorable one.
I'm glad y'all remember that. Thank you.
Where the hell are they going with this list?
We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, well.
We'll find out. All right, Casey. Is it Espen?
Yeah, it is Espen. You know what? I'm just going to. Think. All right. I got to go. Toronto Blue Jays, 1992. Joe Carter walking off.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be in there. 92.
It's a game seven. It's not.
What? It's a walk-off home run that wins a World Series.
It's not even 1992.
It was
the year after 93.
Oh, 93?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I thought it was 91, actually. But,
all right. Toronto and Philly. All right.
Well, yeah, it is 93. Yep.
Gosh,
it's 93.
Yep.
I thought it was 91.
Yeah, 92 was Toronto versus Atlanta.
Oh, it was. Dang it.
All right, yes. Sweet Melissa.
93.
Yeah, that's also not on the list.
What?
How Subway just trolls people?
He does.
He just trolls you.
What a big turnaround.
Different cat.
What a big turnaround. I'm explaining. Hey, this... Hey, it was in 93. Next thing you know, you guessed 93. Oh, not on the list.
Oh.
Wow.
Mike, it's probably not all right. Anger, but it might be.
My all turn.
Right, big Mike.
I'm going to go with the year that I really like. 1970.
That was Baltimore, I believe.
Baltimore.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah, Baltimore. 1970 yep. is not on the list.
Well, there goes our first three streak.
Well,
yeah, all right. One more round?
Just one more round, and then we'll
do
the recap. Yeah.
All right. J-Lo, you're back up.
Got to say 1987.
1987. That is not on here. Not on the list.
That was
Twinkies.
That was the, just for the record, that was like.
Right, I think that was Twins over Cardinals.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely. That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. All right, Casey.
All right, so I'm thinking a couple ones, but I have one to go. But I'm going to go far back into the realm of baseball lore and history. And I got to go 1908, and it was the last World Series the Cubs had won before – 2016, there was a lot of controversy with it on how it all played out. I'm going to go 1908 Chicago Cubs.
I like that, but it's not on the list.
I
I like that strategy, though.
So as much crap as we pulled out here tonight and with this trivia question, the greatest question that Casey that's just been posed is not on the list.
Correct.
Wow. Successful yeah. night.
All right, sweet Melissa.
All right, so I can go back as far as 1908. I just found out.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little farther. Maybe even earlier.
Oh, that's a hint, but that's probably...
It's also a trap.
Right, exactly.
He's totally Admiral Akbar right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say...
That's a trap.
19...
Damn you, Khan!
What year?
51.
Oh. I think Damn you, Khan was 83, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
51 is not on the list.
Well, come on.
All right, Big Mike.
1954.
Oh. 54, that is also not on the list. 54, oh, that was Giants. That was the catch Willie made.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, not on the list.
I want right. to see what is on the list.
Yeah, I'm dying.
Holy shit!
We've done, this is the first, we've done these lists for well over a year.
Yeah.
We've never had, all right, first off, we had tennis, and we had like six of 10.
We fucking smoked it on tennis.
He is a better in tennis than this.
I don't get this. I've watched baseball my whole life. This just shows ESPN knows nothing about baseball. They're all going to be within the last 30 years. Watch.
You ready?
All right.
Number 10. 1926. The Cardinals over the Yankees. That was the year Babe Ruth got caught stealing to end that World Series.
Yeah, us about that. Oh, okay. No, I was just going to say, when you say that like you just did, that's fine. That's great. But I want to hear a little explanation behind it.
Okay, I'm going to try and do it in my best 1920s impression. All right, old sport, here we go. So this is the year that Babe Ruth got caught stealing in Game 7, which pretty much ended that World Series. The Cardinals.
Why are these good?
It was St. Louis Cardinals.
Gas house gang.
The New York Yankees.
That one I get, but you don't have to do all that for me. I'm just saying, make sure you explain why, because I'm curious too. We've given some damn good answers tonight.
Yeah. This is interesting. I'm just reading from the
ESPN
description.
Right.
I know. All right. Description.
Number 9, Subway.
Number 9, 1947, where the Yankees defeated the Dodgers in 7 games.
All right, and Jackie Robinson's first season.
Okay.
So that one maybe.
Yep.
That's good. Makes sense.
Number 8.
All right. The 1912 World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Giants. The Boston Red Sox won in 8 games. Yes, 8 games. Because one of the games ended up in a tie.
Yeah, that would happen because there were no lights back then, so they would have a. Yeah.
Right, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, crap.
Yep. So that pulls us into number 7.
Yeah, sweet Melissa was so close when she said 1951. It was actually 1952.
Ooh. Oh. But was it the right year or the right game? The right game?
52 World Series. So both of those, the one that Sweet Melissa guessed, so both the Sweet Melissa's guess and this one, 1951 and 52, those were both Yankees World Series. I forgot who the Yankees beat in 51, but in 52 it was another Yankees Dodgers. matchup, and the Yankees won in 7 games.
Yep.
And I believe this is this was like Mickey Mantle's one of his early seasons. Might have been his second season.
So far,
number 6.
Number 6 is our first 21st century our first 21st century World Series. We have 2001 where the Diamondbacks versus the Yankees in 7 games. The series where Luis Gonzalez hit that walk-off hit to end that World Series.
You mean Tampa, yeah. Tampa's own Luis Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Arizona.
Is that a top 10?
Yeah, it's in the top 10. Number 6, 2001.
That guy hit 51 home runs.
No.
He wins the World Series on a flare hit. It is classic.
Yeah. It is. And I was 24 years old, so I get it. Yeah. Yep. Totally. I agree.
Number 5.
Number 5. We have another 21st century World Series. We have 2011 where the Cardinals defeated the Rangers. In 7
that was
games.
A good World
this
Series.
This is David Freese.
Joe Buck got the recall, his dad's call. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Yep.
I watched that at a party at someone's house.
At a party?
It was great. Hey, well, I made the party. I'm like, hey, guys, we're watching the World Series.
Yeah, 100%.
Wait, who's house?
Speaking of parties, this is number 3.
North Dakota. Number 3. What is going on outside? Welcome to New York. Number 3, we have the 1924 World Series between the Washington Senators and the New York Giants. The Washington Senators won in 7 games.
All right. That's
a lot of New York
hey.
Here.
That's a weird one.
Hey, history's badass. I will never fight it. So.
Yep. And then number 2.
Shirt.
Yeah. So number 2, we have you guys. So you Casey and Sweet Melissa both guessed 92 and 93. You guys should have gone. Casey should have gone a year back because number 2 is 1991. The Twins beat the Braves in 7 games.
I told
Big
Mike, but we thought you were.
Oh, the Twinkies! That was a great World Series. Oh, Puckett,
this was
walk-off.
Jack Morris.
Yep.
Yeah. Jack Morris. Ten inning shutout.
Yeah, and then number 1.
100%.
You guys were just talking about it, and number 1, you guys were just talking about it. The 1975 World Series.
Yeah. Reggie Jackson. God dang it.
No. The Red Sox Reds.
The Reds.
Yes, Oh, damn it.
All right.
This happened last week where we were just talking about this specific thing. Like, we were talking about, like, a specific part, and it had to do with my list, and you guys forget to mention after we just talked about it. Yeah.
All right, so... Two side notes I have. No Mr. October. You know, Reggie Jackson.
I'll see how far in the list that is.
I want to see. I'm not a huge Reggie Jackson guy. It's just like I always think of World Series. I mean, that's the guy
that's
that I thought
iconic.
Of during that.
Yeah, all right,
they have a whole ranking.
1960, Bill Mazeroski.
Yes.
Home run.
Pirates. Absolutely. 1,000%.
And then how about 1918? The Black Sox. The supposed throne World Series. Why is that not in the top 10? I mean, was that not historic?
Yeah.
Where's the Black
Sox? All right. There's a whole
Chicago,
list
in
ESPN.
Black Sox for scandal.
Yeah. So 1992 was number 17.
Yeah.
let's see. Yeah, they're way down the list. Oh, 1960 was ranked number 26.
So weird.
Yeah, 1993 was 27. You know what they put? 79 was like number 12 or something. No, number 13.
Yeah. Oh, the We Are Family Pirates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my God. Those with outfits. I call them outfits. Yes. Oh, Willie Stargell. Willie. Yep. Willie Stargell. Oh, my God. Dude, isn't that weird thinking now you watch something with 1979 with Willie Stargell? I would think it would be like 1951, 1944.
It seems that long ago now.
Yeah, it does. Willie Stargell, why is he running out there with the Pirates? The Pirates yellow and black. Oh my God.
Their closer, Kent Colvay.
Colvay.
Yep. Well, Subway, another good list. You got your work cut out.
Great job.
Thank you. You got your work cut out. So, you know, make it memorable. You know, we're leading into the road to WrestleMania.
Don't forget your
yes.
And don't forget your shoes and glasses.
What does that mean? And I gotta remember the chant, the pebble.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're a pebble. You're a pebble. It's going to catch in.
That's nice. If y'all are doing that wrestling thing, don't forget your Slim Jim either.
Oh, yeah.
Snap into your there Slim Jim.
Yes. Or we'll snap you out of your Slim Jim.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Uh-oh. That's Trip Fink. That can only mean one thing.
We've come to the end.
J-Lo, it's always good hearing from you, brother. Subway, great list. With Melissa, Big Mike. I'm Casey, signing out for WBCS. Keep the shiny side up. This is hard, man.